Welcome to Care to Discuss, and we have four hosts today. It's been a while since we have four people on the podcast today. How's it feel, guys?
Feels all right, Troy.
All right.
Another day, another dollar.
Yeah.
Another night. That's just enough. I hate that. Oh, my gosh. So, I'm back, and so I'm Troy. We have...
It's Joey. Nanto.
If you're an OG, our first paid guest.
Yeah, 6 cents.
Never forget the sixth one.
Breaking the bank over
here. So now how much are you worth to be on here?
At least $20, right?
Yeah, easy. We have a running tab right now. So, yep. Josh is here also.
Sup.
And then Coach Science.
Bang, bang, pow, pow.
Bang, bang, pow, pow. Looking.
I love that.
Oh, yeah. Did we already give you a shout-out for your anniversary on one podcast?
Yeah, we did.
We did. Oh, by the way, McKay's engaged. If you were an OG.
Exactly.
He hasn't been on the podcast. It's like the third podcast.
I don't know who that is. If you were on the third podcast, Ashley and McKay were on it, and now they're engaged. Wow. So I think they liked each other. So... congratulations to them. Oh, I like those little flares right there. So, we're going to go on to the next segment. So, have you watched the NBA Finals, guys?
No.
Yes. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I've seen the scores, but oh my gosh.
Raptors in five.
Raptors in five.
Or Warriors in five.
Warriors are out in five.
Exactly.
That's all I have to say. I don't think you've heard of this take before on the podcast, but the Raptors are like taking the throne, snatching the throne away from the Warriors right now. If you're going to beat the best, you got to take it away from them. You can't just like play around with the king.
Are they beating the best though? They're all injured.
Don't get mad. Get healed.
Get healthy.
Yeah, it's not the basketball player's fault. It's the trainer's fault. Give them steroids.
Yeah,
don't get
yes, sir.
Win the finals in one game, not in four. Come on, guys.
Well, if it was one game, the Warriors still would have lost.
Treat it like a Super Bowl, not a World Series, guys.
But in all honesty, it's a different series if KD isn't injured.
Oh, that is true. I think KD's just like, I don't know. He's really hurt.
He's done.
He's got a lot of stuff to pack. So he's getting ready for New York. That's why he can't play.
This calf.
I mean, it's really hurting.
It's really affecting that follow through.
Like, so this sounds like a crazy opinion, but New York's pretty cold in the wintertime, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then like California's pretty warm.
Yes.
I'm going to stay in California.
What part of California?
That's true. I'll go play the Lakers because I would unretire from being a Lakers fan.
Because the Lakers go to the playoffs, right?
Yeah, they go to the playoffs historically. But not right now. Historically, they...
Last 6 years.
Six-year drought?
So 6 years historically, they haven't
been. The best thing that's ever happened to the Lakers is that Kobe retired and scored 60 points on 50 shots. So...
there's a lot of options for the Lakers this summer.
Cut LeBron, trade LeBron, have LeBron be the coach, GM, and owner. There's five options.
No, like, I heard one of the trade proposals for Anthony Davis could be Lonzo, Brandon Ingram, and... I think it was like their fourth pick.
Yeah.
For Anthony Davis.
No, they're not going to get anything. They're not going to trade for Anthony Davis anymore. They tried giving away their whole life. Like, Jeannie Buss tried giving away the Staples Center, the Clippers.
Yeah, but that was during the season. This is the off season.
I don't know.
There's no way Anthony Davis is staying in New Orleans.
If they pick up Zion, he could stay.
I think he's gone.
I mean, Lil Wayne's not really happy.
Because they could... So if the Pelicans keep... Anthony Davis, they sign Zion, or they draft Zion Williamson. They could potentially try and sign Klay Thompson or something like that. And then they got a shooter, so then they have a good starting five.
Well, I like Klay Thompson. His brother plays baseball.
Yeah, Klay Thompson is great. I think if you're the Pelicans, I say you trade him. You have a guy that doesn't even want to be in New Orleans.
Yeah.
He doesn't care to. He's already talked with David Griffin, and obviously they're now looking to trade him because I guess talks didn't go well. So I say you get rid of him. I say you get Max. You know the Lakers are going to give up their right leg. They're going to give up their right leg for Anthony Davis.
You're going
to
give away...
Yeah, like, granted, you don't want to trade him to a team in the West, like, you probably would want to trade him somewhere else. But, like, if you can get draft picks and good young players, like,
go to Boston.
Why not build around Zion? Get him draft picks. Or not draft. Yeah, get him draft picks. Get him young players.
Yeah.
Like, Brandon Ingram's a good player if he's healthy. Lonzo Ball's a good point guard. He's good at it facilitating it. Not really a good scorer.
Mm-hmm. So now,
I say
on the jump shot.
Work on the jump shot. I mean, he doesn't have one. Like, does Zion shoot pretty well? Is he okay? he can.
I know he can dunk.
He can dunk. Okay, if he can do one of the two efficient shots. He can dunk really well. He can score inside. He can score.
Can he make his free throws?
I think Zion's an average shooter. I don't think he's great. Like, three-pointer.
Like, but he can score. He can get to the rim at will. If he can do that in the NBA, then he's going to be an awesome player. Like, that's how LeBron is. He can score at will going into the going into the paint.
Sounds like Giannis. I mean, Giannis isn't a great shooter, but he will dominate
you
in the paint.
Yeah, I think it's just like Giannis.
Giannis will dominate you in the paint. Like,
he'll travel to the paint and then throw it down.
I mean, like, NBA... Oh, have you seen that that video where there's this basketball player who jumps from the 3-point line, but he's so long that he just comes up and like finger rolls it from like halfway down the paint? And is that a 3-pointer? Because he jumps behind the 3-point line and jumps for like a old school Wilt Chamberlain shot. That's why they don't let you jump past the line and for the free throw, because Wilt Chamberlain used to like leap and then like lay the ball in like that. By the way,
I guess why wouldn't it be a 3-pointer?
Oh, it's behind the arc, but it's technically like a 2-point shot. What's your opinion on that, Joey?
I mean, I guess it depends on how you think a 3-point shot is. It if your toes are behind the line, or is it if like the ball is behind the line, like? Is the 3-point plane that goes up
like football?
Or is it a line on the ground?
True. Well, if you have the athleticism to do that, I'm gonna give you 3 points.
Yeah,
jump from behind 3-point line laid up. Yeah,
I may tack on next point before.
Yeah,
you can jump behind there.
Go play in the Big Three League. Ooh, baby.
Ice Cube. Was he jumping from a college line or an international line?
I don't know what line it was, but it was a 3-point line.
It's a 3-point line.
Mm-hmm. It counted, so it was just like a not a YouTube video. It was like an Instagram.
I can't even imagine that.
I can't even jump that far. So
can't even jump from outside the paint.
I can't even jump from right underneath it. So.
So how do you actually feel about the finals now, guys? Because we went on a big tangent on
other
things. What's the most dangerous type of seabird? A seagull or a pelican? Or is there any other ones?
All right, have to do with the finals?
I just want to get onto another tangent, but we're not going to do that. But, the Raptors are, I think Drake's doing pretty well at the point right now. So
I think Drake is carrying the team.
I love it.
You know what song I heard the other day?
What song?
0 to 100.
It's a good song.
That's a good song.
Did you hear the Warriors were playing the...
Arbiter?
No, the Drake diss.
By Pusha T.
During the warm-ups, I was like, that's
cold.
That's cool, but it's like, come on, guys, it's too easy. Like, that joke's been made 100 times already.
You're losing in the series and you're playing that game.
Yeah, come on. Like, there's trash-talking etiquette. You have to kind of win a few games for you to have some trash talk.
I remember the Yankees did that to the Red Sox. Aaron Judge was carrying a boombox playing some, I think it was like Frank Sinatra song.
New York.
He's playing it like in the Red Sox stadium.
Well, they played that after every series that they won.
And then the Red Sox ended up whooping them, and they started playing that song.
The Raptors are good.
So
they're 3-1. Do you think they're going to win next? They're going to win in 2 days or no?
I hope so.
If KD's not playing, over.
I don't think he's going to play.
I think the only way the Warriors win is if KD comes back. Like Clay and Steph
would have
good.
But
I just think Kawhi and basically just Kawhi is
Kawhi
just too
Leonard
much.
Kawhi Leonard is on a tear. Like, I'm not saying he's taking over.
MVP.
We haven't gone.
MVP.
Yeah. Like, we haven't seen like a player take over, like a shooting guard like that take over in a long, like not a long time, but I mean. Like, it's always been, like, the Warriors or, like, LeBron.
Or LeBron,
like, Kobe Bryant kind of style right now. It's like, yeah, it's yeah, like Kobe, yeah. Like Chauncey Billups is going off right now. Like, you know how yeah. when he went off for like the Pistons, like Dwayne Wade in 06, like this is like.
This is Kawhi's time. Toronto's going to give this fool anything he wants for the rest of his life.
He's getting a key to the city, man.
He is the city. They're going to change the whole. They're gonna change Quebec into Kawhi.
They're gonna change the Maple Leaf to the claw. They're gonna put the claw on the Canada flag,
like on their logo. Right?
Yeah, it's gonna be the Maple Leaf no more. It's gonna be the claw.
Yes.
They're gonna name Toronto Kawhi.
Yeah, the from Kawhi, and they're just gonna name it Leonard. It's gonna be Leonard. Part of the United States after that. So they're gonna take over. So
Drake is gonna drop a fire album once.
I can't wait for that. It's gonna be way good.
Ooh, this will be the first Canadian team to win the NBA Finals. There's only one, but still.
As long as the Warriors don't win, I'm okay.
Now I can officially.
And the Warriors are going to break down.
Feel bad for DeMar DeRozan, though.
DeMar DeRozan?
He'll get over it.
He died for this.
He died for this. I love that sign.
He took the max contract just to get traded away. So sad.
Yeah, so. Yep, I think the Raptors win it at home in Game 5.
Nice.
I do, too.
I think the Warriors are done.
The NBA wants more money. The rest will rig it to like Game 6. Eh.
What I saw a stat. It's teams that are down 3-1 are 1-33.
Oh
wow.
Oh, what happened last time? Who was the last time they went down 3-1? No, not last time. LeBron James. Kyrie's team though. So now we're on to baseball. Some big news happened this week. The Atlanta Braves signed Dallas Keuchel.
I thought the big news was Craig Kimbrel getting signed.
So we did not sign Craig Kimbrel. He signed with the Cubs for a bunch of money. 3 years, 43. Is that right, Connor?
Cubs yeah. Science? Fourth nice. Year option.
What would you do with $43 million, Joey?
Buy a phone.
Yeah.
you're already on the new buy a new phone thing?
Yeah. Learn to park.
I go over to 104 and ask him to help me learn how to park.
Freaking Dan.
Dan left me a note on my car saying that my parking job sucked, which is fine, but he also threatened me, which is kind of weird.
What? He threatened you?
Yeah, that's what it sounded like, right?
Yeah, the way I read it, it was
really hostile note.
Yeah, like, who would write a note about that?
I mean, I get it, like, it was a bad parking job, and I feel bad about it, but I don't feel bad about it now. Because you were a dick about it.
See, when I see a bad parking job, I'm like, wow, that's a bad parking job. And then I go on with my day. I don't sit there and write a note.
How much hatred do you have to have in your heart to go back inside, get a note, notepad, and write a hate note? Dan, if you're listening to this, I'm in room 102. I'd be more than willing to take you up on those parking lessons.
Yeah, screw you, Dan.
Yeah, Dan. I'm ashamed of your parents for even naming you or even actually conceiving you. So,
all right, now Dallas Keuchel.
Yeah, baseball.
Dallas Keuchel got signed by the Braves. How do you feel about that, Trey?
The more the merrier. Bring him on. He has a cool beard. He's left-handed. He's number 60.
He's got a Cy Young.
He has a cool logo, DK60. I think that's pretty cool. I followed his Instagram. I'm kind of hyped.
He'll be good for 1 year.
I'm good for like a good. I'm kind of ready for like a 2-9, like 380, 3.8, like earn run average, like only pitch about 77 innings and then get swept in the first round of the postseason. I'm totally ready down for that. So,
or he just becomes amazing, wins another Cy Young,
and then we have to pay him $10 billion. But I mean, since like the Braves have the money available for it, so.
No, the Braves, the Braves don't pay players.
Oh, wait, but we did have a new stadium, and we do have things that, like, get a bunch of money into the stadium or into the team, but we don't put it on payroll, though.
Yeah, you gotta pocket that money.
You gotta pocket that money. Yeah. Oh, no, wait, Liberty Media has to pocket the grounds crew. What grounds crew?
Scott's grounds crew.
Ooh. Scott's Tots.
Scott's Tots. I like turf.
Yeah, if Troy's teaching career doesn't work out, he's going to be a grounds crew member at the Braves Stadium.
Oh, so. Man. Going to Braves game every day? Ooh. Being like, I can think about it right now.
Chewing out some ball peanuts.
Those are ball peanuts. Did anything cool happen this week other than those two signings? We were talking about there's something big that happened in baseball. Oh, wait. How are your Red Sox doing?
They are what you call ASS.
They're starting to get in the groove. Their pitching isn't good. Chris Sale's been, he's been stepping up, but other than him and David Price, the rest of them are.
You're really worried about Chris Sale for a little bit. So.
Yeah. Well, he had a horrible start to the season.
I was kind of worried.
I think he's like 2-7, 2 wins, 7 losses right now.
I see like a little bit of like, and Kobe, we trust Troy, right now. Like with the Red Sox, it's like you depend on them. And then they're just so good, no one can beat them. And then one day they'll be beat, and you just don't know what to do with your life.
Yeah, like their pitching's bad. Their hitting is decent. And then, like, J.D. Martinez needs to step up. Mookie Betts needs to step up if he wants to get paid. Yeah, just the whole supporting cast just needs to – I don't know. They're getting there.
Yeah, I think the All-Star break, we'll see what happens.
The boys of summer are coming through, right?
Yeah.
So, the J-months are coming through. You know, it snowed today?
Yeah.
What the heck?
Where?
Here. Outside.
Here?
Yeah.
No way.
Yes, sir.
That's crazy. I didn't know that.
Do you have any cool things with your Astros going on?
No, that's the freaking Orioles.
The Orioles
are trash.
They have a cool logo.
But we're missing a lot of guys, so it's fine. Once our guys come back, we don't have Altuve, Correa, or Springer.
Oh, yeah.
They've been out for like 2 months.
Y'all are
Correa's been out for like 4 months.
Load management.
It's all right.
Hey, so, keep them healthy for their postseason.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
We still keep winning our series, though, between teams. So
not fun. As deep as the Yankees, though, my new favorite team.
But we've played like 32 innings in the last 48 hours, so that kind of sucks.
Oh, wow, well, yeah. So they're probably tired.
I played 0 innings the last 48 hours, and I'm still tired. So
too much boinking.
Oh, shoot.
Sup.
Speaking of boinking, The Bachelorette's the next topic.
Oh, The Bachelorette. Oh, baby.
Oh,
so I've got
Luke P at?
ABC, Luke P. Always be Cam.
is Cam gone, though?
He's gone. Oh, what he's a nerd. Spoiler, he's gone.
All right, so The Bachelorette, this Lauren, what's her face?
You mean Hannah B?
Shoot, I don't even care what her name is.
Wow. Do you even watch the show, bro?
I've watched about 4 episodes in. I watched about the first 20 minutes. Don't really care.
And all you care about is Luke P and his rugby match just last week.
Oh, man, Luke P. Oh,
Luke. I was getting heated in that rugby match. I was like, oh, he's throwing people off. Let's go. Freaking Luke P's
dude,
throwing
he
these
is
dudes.
Psycho, though.
He
that
is
fool
so
is,
psycho.
That fool is psycho. He's man. From Georgia, and I'm kind of embarrassed.
No, I'm not embarrassed. I'm not embarrassed. He's my boy. I'm all for Luke P right now. I'm all for Luke P. Give me some Luke P.
I did not like him.
Luke Powell.
I did not like him, and then the rugby match came on, and I started getting heated. I was like, all right, let's go, Luke.
Let's go,
do,
Luke.
Do work.
Dude, he was throwing people around.
Yeah,
he's,
I loved it.
He's yoked.
Like, why is Luke P, like, this rugby match with Luke P was more entertaining than watching the Super Bowl this year? Let me ask that
true.
Question. It's like...
Well, you don't have to try too hard to be more entertaining than the Super Bowl.
I mean, there's about 40 million punts, 47 punts in that game.
Is that a real number?
40 million is.
Like, I 13 to 6 at half?
Oh, man.
Okay.
That was a sad day.
So, I've watched about an hour altogether of... I get my Luke P fix, and I kind of just don't watch anymore.
Missed out, man.
So, what's, like...
I missed out on the end of it, though. The end of this show.
Is he gone?
We don't know.
What?
There was no rose ceremony.
They left you at a cliffhanger.
Oh, gosh.
But they're, like, him and... Who is it?
Luke S? Luke S, yeah.
Luke for stupid.
They were going at it. So,
yeah.
I don't know. We're about to...
Is Luke S the black one?
No, that's Mike.
Yeah. Mike is kind of a nerd. Mike kind of whines too much.
Luke S. is trying to start his own alcohol company or something like that, right?
Like
or liquor?
Yeah.
Something
gasoline
like a business
X.
idea.
Gasoline X. Exxon. Let's go kill some fish. So, like, what's, like, the biggest, like, who do you want to win, Connor?
Freak. There's two people. I actually wanted Luke. I wanted Luke P. to win when I first met him, but now I hate him. I think he's...
He had wrist wraps on in the first episode.
I think
so
he's
cool.
So annoying, and he is literally crazy. I think the two people I like right now are Jed.
Oh, Jed's a baller.
I think Jed's a
he
baller.
He had a baller day. He freaking went to Boston and practiced in the Celtics practice facility.
He met, like, Jaylen Brown and
I saw that on Instagram.
Scary Terry.
Scary Terry, yeah.
That was so cool.
And he was balling. I was surprised. I was like, his jumper's better than Troy's.
It's not really saying much, but hey, he won in the first game of 21 today. Hey, hey, hey.
And then you got trashed on the next two.
Hey, I give you about 6 minutes of energy and I'm done.
So anyway, Jed, I think, is great. If he, honestly, I think he's probably too good for Hannah.
Yeah, I do too.
The other guy I like is Tyler C.
Yeah, that's who I want to win.
He's a I thought he was a douche at first, but he's a straight thug now. So I hope he wins.
Yeah, those two. He had a good one-on-one date with her.
So here, let me just tell you why I want Luke P to win. I want chaos to happen, and I don't like Hannah B. She's from Alabama, and then
Roll Tide.
She didn't even go to any games. Probably she didn't even know what like. She didn't even know who Quinnen Williams was this year.
Probably didn't even know who Nick Saban is.
Nick Saban? He don't even know. She don't even know who Coach Cochran is.
She definitely don't know who Coach Cochran is.
Oh, I bet none of these people listening know who Coach Cochran is.
Coach Scott Cochran. Look him up on YouTube. He is very entertaining. He yells with a really raspy voice.
If it don't hurt, you ain't doing it right.
One of the worst weight training coaches I've ever seen.
Have you seen Alabama's facility? Well, I don't want to play for Alabama right now. Is there anything else we have to say about The Bachelorette, Joey?
It's a show. Is it on ABC?
Yep.
It's on ABC. Thursday nights?
Nope.
Monday nights.
Like football.
7 p.m.?
I think so.
Sure. Okay, yeah. So check it out.
On Hulu. All right.
We'll watch it on Hulu the next day.
Since we're getting into the J months, guys, and it snowed today.
Unfortunately,
we have a pretty bad mood about summer right now, and we're gonna go do the Fantastic Four of worst things about summer. So, are we just gonna do four for the boys at home, one, one, and one, or two, and two?
Yeah, one, one, and one.
Or we each do one.
Yeah.
All right, Joey. You want
this one? Kind of goes out there, but this isn't one of my picks. But snow. In the summer. Really? That's freaking stupid.
That's just like the top thing right now. We're as a nation.
That's why Idaho is one of the worst states ever.
Thank you to their potatoes, but that's about it.
This is a free slant campaign. What is it? Smear campaign?
Yeah.
We're in election season, right?
Almost.
Okay. On the 15th is when we have to pay our taxes.
15th last month.
Yeah. 2 months ago.
Yeah. Sorry.
You're a little... Pay taxes.
No! They literally have a national tax day.
All right, Joey, what's your... IRS,
Troy Flacaduli.
No.
Rexburg, Idaho.
Mine is probably when it's nice and you just have nothing to do. Like, you go outside and... It's like super great weather and stuff, but like all of your like friends are out and there's Sundays. No one to be around.
It's Sundays.
And so like you wanted to do something, but there's just nothing to do. And it's just like you feel like you're wasting it.
Yep. I hate that.
Oh gosh, I'm not going. I lost mine. So, Kyle, you
want to
go?
Worst thing about summer, probably people wearing swimsuits or other swim apparel, summer apparel that they shouldn't be wearing.
So thick. Oh, okay.
I'll let you interpret that how you want. Troy,
have you seen The Nutty Professor? You seen that movie before?
Yeah, I haven't. Yeah.
Do you remember when what's her name is going down the slide? That's what I'm picturing.
Like seeing people's butt cracks. Ugh. That's the worst part about the pool. That's why I can't swim. So
men in speedos.
Yeah. Ooh.
McKay would probably enjoy it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Not a huge fan. Don't like to see it. People slapping on a banana hammock.
Borat.
Understandable.
True. The first sunburn for me.
Oh.
But yeah, the first sunburn.
That is brutal though.
It fries. You don't see it coming. You're only outside for like 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And since I'm out of hair, I ran out. Oh, I lost my subscription. Yeah, my head gets burnt. And it's not an experience worth living. I'm living through it. I already finished it. So this year I got it done through spring break, and it was 55 degrees and the sun was just out and the wind was blowing and I got sunburned. How's that happen?
Because the sun's out. Because
you're pasty white.
I was. Not anymore. Now I'm tan. So I tried to turn my weaknesses into strengths, So
there you go. Side note, also sand.
Sand.
When you're at the beach, you get sand, you get sand everywhere. It's in your house. It's in your cracks and your crevices.
Thanks, Anakin.
So of course. That is the worst, are you talking about Ackworth Beach? Ackworth Beach over here.
Ackworth Beach.
Yeah.
Go like Altoona.
Like Altoona. Like Altoona. Go there for the 4th of July.
The 4th of July.
4th of July.
Aw, man. Like, I just got a story about this, right? We were going to go to, it's not really that big of a story, but we go to the 4th of July at fireworks show at Lake Ackworth. Holy crap, Lake Altoona. And we go there, and we're like, me and my buddies were like, man, we should just go here for like just hanging out in the summer. And then you go back there, and it's like a dirty beach. Like, it's like trash everywhere, the brown water. It's like, I don't know what y'all expect.
Lake Altoona is disgusting. Ackworth Beach is absolute trash.
Yeah, I mean.
If you want to go somewhere nice, you got to go to Lake Lanier.
How do you ever go to those light shows for Christmas?
Sure.
Lake Lanier is a nice place.
Go to Stone Mountain, go watch the latest show on the mountain. Oh, the Confederate Mountain.
Robert E. Lee. Stonewall Jackson and the other dude. Did you already say your thing, snowing in the summer?
No, that was just that was just a given.
All right, so there was a snow today. All right, Josh, so what's your...
So mine is, you know when your car is just... Since we're all from the South,
yeah,
the car is just baking in the sun, right?
And
so you go to open up your car, and you go to put on your seatbelt, but your seatbelt buckle touches your arm, and it freaking burns you.
1,000 degrees.
Oh, I hate that.
That's true.
You open up your car door, and you can just feel the heat
just coming out. And then you go to sit down, and the seatbelt buckle touches the back of your arm. And then you just...
Cramp.
Cramp.
And it's like, it depends where you are. Like, if you're like, if it's like 80 degrees, yeah, that silver thing's going to get you real good.
Yeah.
And then, but if you're in the desert, right? If you're in the desert, and it's black, you're dead. Might as well be cooked lobster after that.
You're getting branded real quick.
Yeah. Oh, man, just, but, yeah, like, just getting burnt in general sucks. Mm-hmm. You can just look at my right arm.
I think the viewers can look at the truth.
Yeah, the viewers can
look at it. Oh, sorry. I burnt. I cooked bacon. I tried. It burnt. Not good.
You throw bacon into a boiling pan of oil.
Canola. All right. So, since we're going into summer, right? We got to go to the song of the summer. All right. So, did you hear? Josh has some news for us. What did you hear about the song of the summer?
It changed for me. I don't know about you guys.
It's been a two week thing or a 2 week thing for you right now?
Two or three weeks. But it changed for me because Luke Combs dropped 5 new songs and three of the songs are on the top song of the summer.
Yeah.
Refrigerator Door is number one.
It talks about putting things on. Guess what he talks about putting things on?
His refrigerator door.
Pictures on his refrigerator door.
Oh, yeah.
Even though I'm leaving, that's a sad song.
I cried.
And then Beer Never Broke My Heart, of course. And then Drake's new song was fire.
No Guidance or whatever?
Yeah, No Guidance.
Is it Chris Brown's or Drake's song? It doesn't matter.
Chris Brees is going to be dancing in it, so that's what's going to
And Drake's
going to
be rapping or singing. Was he singing?
He was singing at first. But probably
nice
lost.
For what? Okay.
Yeah, he raps, sings. Classic so Drake.
Martin Jr. I'm trying to think what my song of the summer is. But I mean...
Any Luke Combs song.
Any Luke, like...
Thomas Rhett came out with a new album.
Thomas Rhett came out with an album.
That, fire.
That's the album I've been listening to.
Yeah, that album's way good. I'm gonna go pull it up.
I can like think about like I would like to say like the Refrigerator Door song is, but I only listened to it for like 2 days. I haven't really gotten into the music thing, so No Brainer can still stay up there, or Luke Combs. Just like Luke Combs in general. This is a Luke Combs podcast now. Care to Luke Combs.
Discuss with Combs. No, it's just discuss with Luke.
Discuss with Lukey. Luke C. Discuss with Luke C. He's the best Luke. If Luke C could win The Bachelorette, then Luke P can get out of my life. So.
All right, Joey, what's your song of the summer?
Yeah, Cotton Eye Joe. Song of the summer. Oh, interesting.
So you can listen to that on repeat.
Oh, for every day.
Oh my gosh.
That's all I listen to. I blow my brains out.
Seriously, I'd rather shoot myself.
That's like my favorite thing to do to Joe.
Troy and I, back when Troy used to share an apartment with me, we share a microphone. Not a microphone.
Bose speaker.
A speaker for the shower. And so whenever someone turns it on, it's still connected to my phone. I play Cotton Eye Joe on full blast.
So you know he can't change the song.
Yeah, yeah.
And then every once in a while that I try getting it to him first. Yeah. And it's like a game, but you know, extra segment. Interesting things that Troy learned this week. There's a dance to Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah.
You didn't know that, you fool.
I heard that song and I wanted to puke. I don't listen to that song for fun. I listen to it to torture people.
It's the best song. Song of the summer.
Man, you grew up Mormon.
As a Mormon.
They play that song at every single activity they can.
I went to baseball practice. That was the easiest baseball practice lie I could go to. Oh man, I would say it. I would like run laps after baseball practice instead of listening to Cotton Eye Joe.
You're running poles.
I run poles.
Oh, I hated running poles. And that was the worst.
See, like poles,
especially when you practice on the big fields.
Oh yeah, the
you make it. Those poles don't seem like it's.
When you're in middle school, you gotta go to high school. Yeah, run poles. You're like, oh, murder me.
You think like those poles aren't that far away? Ugh. You're starting left field. You're in left center in the power alley. You're dead. You get to center field. You're passing out.
It's like a mile long.
And you're coughing up by right center. And you're walking. And then coach sees you walking. You have to go run another pole.
And you're crawling back to the other pole.
Yeah, post walker. Yeah, we're gonna do we're crawling poles today. He didn't care. He made me run to my eyes bleed. You know how far that is, Joey?
How far is that?
Try it.
For Troy, it's 1 mile.
Not even. It can't make a mile. It's
right.
Quarter mile.
I live my life 1/4 mile at a time. Which, the Fast and Furious movie was that one? Every single one of them. So, all 27 of them. Rest in peace, Paul Walker. Do we have anything cool to say to the viewers?
R.I.P. in peace.
Yeah, Paul. Ooh. R.I.P. in peace.
Bust my line, a couple beautiful girls tell me goodbye. Trucks break down, dogs run off, politicians lie, been fired by the boss. It takes one hand to count the things I can count on. No, there ain't much man that ain't ever let me down. Teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart. She was a Carolina blue jean baby. Fire in her eyes that drove me crazy. It was red tail lights when she left town. Teams have torn this boy apart. Like a neon dream, it just don't know me. The bars in this guitar. And long neck ice cold beer never broke my heart, yeah. I got one. His long neck.